WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Friday night, CBS is revisiting one of its old shows, a show most baby boomers will remember, but a show which television critic David Bianculli says we should all try to forget.
While other networks are forging ahead with new ideas like Twin Peaks and The Simpsons, CBS is stuck in the past. Already this season, CBS has presented The Love Boat, A Valentine Voyage, and The Return of Sam McLeod, and Gunsmoke, The Last Apache, two old I Love Lucy shows, a bunch of new candid camera specials, and, speaking of bunches, an entire series devoted to the Bradys. Which show from the 60s is coming back to haunt us this time? Remember Lost in Space? Well, that's not the show that's coming back. But do you remember the robot and what he used to say whenever something really terrible was about to happen? Warning, warning, danger, danger. I feel like saying it right now because this TV movie is really terrible. Ready? Here we go. That's right, Green Acres. And for this new movie, cleverly called Return to Green Acres, they start things out with some new lyrics.
Seems time has just been rolling on. Made a lot of friends who've come and gone. Some things change as years go by. On other things you know you can rely.
I never thought you'd hear me say, milking cows is how I start today.
We're happy with this life we've found. Who needs a city? I've got some solid ground.
The first 10 minutes of Return to Green Acres are the most painful ones to watch because they stir up memories that most of us have successfully suppressed for nearly 20 years. Like, for instance, Alvy Moore as Hank Kimball.
Good morning, Mr. Kimball. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Well, not beautiful. More like fair. Well, not really fair. Well, it isn't unfair either. Something in between fair and beautiful, sort of fairful.
And, of course, those inane conversations between Oliver and Lisa Douglas, played once again by series stars Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor.
Lisa!
Be right there, darling.
Oh, hey, guess what? My alfalfa's in full bloom. Bottom 40's a sea of green as far as the eyes can see. Alfalfa!
That's wonderful news. But what are we going to do with all that falafala?
Oh, alfalfa. It's fodder for the animals.
Oh, darling, I'm so proud of you. And maybe next year, you can grow the mudder.
I'll spare you the rest. Take it from me. The only people who don't show up for this reunion are the Ziffels, who used to own Arnold the Pig. Otherwise, everyone is shown wasting away in Hooterville, including Arnold, who goes to New York and stands in line to see Pygmalion. Pygmalion. Yep, it's that kind of show. It's worth remembering that Green Acres came after the Beverly Hillbillies, which was all about country folk moving to the city. Viewers flipped over that idea, so CBS flipped the idea and came up with Green Acres, which was all about city folk moving to the country. So midway through Return to Green Acres, when the Hooterville residents visit New York City, it's natural to ask the question, how unoriginal can you get? The answer is very. And that answer applies not only to Return to Green Acres, but to CBS. Arnold the Pig could root out better program ideas.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.